Have you ever been attacked, or have you ever seen anybody possessed in the middle of any of this?
Yes, I have been attacked. But I've been, actually, one time I had an evil spirit take possession of my body. But it was not when I was practicing voodoo. It was just when I was living in a particular dorm. And I didn't find out until later that a girl had committed suicide in that room. And because I am very sensitive, that particular spirit decided to take over my body. And it actually, at that particular time, what had happened was the first thing I saw was a light had entered the room. It was a ball of light. At first, I thought it was just a headlight from a car, but it started to grow. Then I noticed there was an indention on the bed as if someone was sitting there. I couldn't see anything. Another thing that occurred at that time, the temperature of the room. It was very hot, but it became very cold. I knew something was occurring. I couldn't explain what was happening to me at that time, but when I went to look in the mirror, I didn't recognize myself.
You mean you had shape-shifted that much?
Yes. I knew something had entered my body and taken over because I didn't feel like myself. I felt like I was that person. And when I looked in the mirror, I didn't recognize myself. I tried to open the door. The spirit had locked me in. It would not let me out. I tried to bang on the door. It wouldn't release it. It was a frightening experience because it was the first time I had encountered an evil spirit, I would say, like that, because it wasn't invited. It just took over.
So even though the spirit had taken over, were you aware of what was going on? Could you control anything?
I was not. At that particular time, I could not control it. It just took over my body. It just entered without permission. I did not invoke it. It entered. And that's what I'm saying about the Ouija board, because they were playing with the Ouija board in that room prior to the incident that had occurred with me. And that's why I guess you could say I'm somewhat against Ouija boards.
I'm going to talk with you a lot about Ouija boards next hour, Maria, and get your take on it, especially if we do this experiment.
Sure, and I would like to just tell people be very careful.
Because it does open up a portal.
Yes, it does.
We'll get into that. Do you make, when you make your prayers, do you have to make an offering?
Yes, I would say you do have to make an offering of some sort. Now, what that offering is, it will just depend. Many times it could be fine liquor, fine brandy, a cigar.
Who drinks it? Who smokes it?
Something that you would think, George, that you would miss if you were a spirit on the other side. Because keep in mind, a lot of times smells will also attract them.
I'd want my radio so I could listen to this program.
Then that would be an offering. But for the most part, it's something you would think that they would miss. And what I found is when you do make offerings, actually your spells will take off quicker and the clients will actually be happy with the result.
Oh, and now do you have to, this is interesting now, when you make an offering, is it to a spirit? And do you need to know who that spirit is then? And do you talk to the client and say, all right, what did he or she like in their life? And then that's what the offering's going to be.
Sometimes it can be like that. I've practiced it both ways, where I've done it to a particular spirit. I've done a lot of experimenting in voodoo, George. I will tell you that. I've practiced different styles, and I've experimented. And I found that sometimes, even people, they may not know the correct spirit to call upon, but just by making a particular offering and maybe certain herbs, certain candles, certain roots that you're working with, certain incense, that particular spirit may be attracted to your offering. That's basically what it is. It's like they're picking up a request.
Did you do some kind of offering or incantation, let's say to me or a producer, to try to get us to call you?
Well,
come on, you got to come clean here, priestess.
I was hesitant about saying anything about that because all I did was a prayer. I just said a prayer for a radio station to contact me so that I could maybe work on changing this negative image of voodoo and for someone to give me an opportunity or a chance. And to be completely honest with you, George, I really don't listen to radio very much, nor do I watch TV. But when I told them that your station had contacted me, people started shaking my hand. So I knew that I must have done something correct. So I would say you did pick up my prayer.
How does it work then, Maria? What is out there that steers this through?
Well, for one thing, you yourself must be receptive. It tells me that you are open.
I think so.
Because you never would have picked up on it if you weren't. If you were, and I'm sure there's paranormal radio people out there, they may not even believe in what they do. It's just a job for them.
See,
but
I'm beginning to wonder, when I was thinking about doing a show on voodoo months ago, if it was you who was sending those signals out.
Well, interesting, because I did a search and I didn't see where you really had any voodoo people.
No, we've never had any, I don't think. At least not as long as I've been around.
And then I just kind of come out of nowhere. So, but I did do a prayer, and it was only meant with good intention so that, you know, I could reach a larger audience and that, you know, like I said, it told me that not just you, but maybe even your staff around you, too.